Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Friday, and you know what that means. It's Frisky Friday. And today we have our friend from Pensacola Humane Society. Mary is here with May.
That's right.
Okay. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Okay. You have to tell me your title again, your full name and your title, so that everybody knows how they want to reach you.
VP of Development at the Pensacola Humane Society.
Okay, and it's McClellan, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I always think, because your website, I think on your Facebook, it's Mary Donovan and McClellan.
That's my maiden name.
Okay, see, so I'm never sure which one it is. Okay, Mary McClellan. So she just started, what, a month or two ago now?
The end of March.
Okay, gosh, time has flown by.
I know.
Okay, y'all, if you could see the face of this puppy. It's a black lab, I'm guessing?
I think, yeah, we think mostly.
Mostly black lab.
Uh-huh.
Big dark eyes.
She is adorable.
Oh, my goodness.
And her paws are huge.
Look, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You're ready for swimming. See?
Oh, my gosh. The paws are almost as big as her nose.
I know. She's very sweet.
Oh, so a lot happening right now this season. I know it's kitten season, as they say. And then, of course, we've had all the shelters, from my understanding, the area, and rescues have been really over capacity for some time now. So, Mary, tell us what's happening at the Humane Society right now, the Pensacola Humane Society, and what y'all are doing, and a little bit about May.
Okay. Well, May came to us, I believe, like 2 days ago.
Oh.
And she's not completely ready for adoption yet.
Uh-huh.
She's still got a couple of rounds of vaccines, but she's going to be ready, and I don't think she's going to stay in the shelter very long once she's...
You should have seen when Mary walked in. I think everyone in this building
came down
to Pet Bang.
They
she's so precious.
She's and very
kind of shy.
Sweet.
She's got a sweetness about her.
She's very sweet.
Got that little scared puppy look going on. Kind of how I feel some days.
I know, right? Wouldn't you love to just be held all day like this?
Yes, thank you. Fed, held, walked.
Yeah, I know.
It's a really good life.
Okay, yeah.
So if someone is interested in adopting, let's just go right there, because I think you've got some adopting events coming up. Is that right?
We do. We've got a couple today.
Oh, good.
One of them is going on at the Team Hansen Crawfish Boil.
Okay.
And that's going on at 11.
Where is that?
It is at their office. For our events, you can go to our homepage and scroll down, and you'll see where we keep the events, and it'll show you information about it.
Okay.
Tonight, the Pensacola Jeeps are having a movie night, and I don't know what movie they're playing, but we are doing an adoption event there, too.
Okay.
Tomorrow, we have a kitten shower. We are overrun with kittens right now, and in fact... We don't have room to take anymore.
I saw that y'all posted that on Facebook.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's we're busting right now. There are so many litters, and gosh, there were some kittens that came in a few days ago who were only a few days old.
Oh,
and just precious.
Yeah.
No mommy though. You know.
Oh.
So they have to be fed all day long.
Sure.
And it's, you know, constant 24-hour care.
So it looks like you really need fosters.
We
and
do.
Adopters.
We always need fosters. Of course, adopters would be ideal.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that fosters can do, or adopters, if they want, is it's called foster to adopt.
Uh-huh.
And they go ahead and commit to adopting, but they take the animal home, and they just have to bring the animal back for... vaccinations, or if they're being spayed or neutered.
But essentially, they're almost ready to just get them out of the shelter before you take them home full time.
Yes.
Well, that's a good idea.
So you'll only, on our website, PensacolaHumane.org, you will see the animals that are available for adoption.
Okay.
If they are foster to adopt, you won't see them on there. If they come in with a medical condition, and they're being treated, you won't see them on there if they're not old enough. So right now we have, let's see, I think it was 90 animals in custody.
No, really?
52 of those are on site.
Wow.
So,
I have no idea.
Yeah.
And are those dogs and cats?
Yes.
Okay, dogs and cats. Goodness gracious.
So that means, I guess, the remainder between 52 and 90, my math isn't working today. There you go.
48. 52 and 48.
48? I think it's 38, maybe. 38. They are in fosters.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
So that tells you how many. And if you look on our website, you know, right now, especially under dogs, there aren't that many that are available,
mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them are in foster to adopt situations.
Oh, okay.
But most of our animals are cats and kittens right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why we have this show, because this is Pet Talks Frisky Friday, because we want to help raise awareness about the situation of all the animals that are strays here in our community. When you think about how many different rescues and shelters you have in Pensacola, Humane Society's been around a long time and does a super job. So they need your help. We need donations. They mm-hmm. need people to foster, people to adopt. And if someone wanted to find out, mail the website again, if they want to find out more.
It's PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay, so if you have a question for Mary, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So where do I go? Okay, I'm thinking I want to get a dog. Now what do I do? So I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is a good time. It's a long weekend. We'd be home. I could kind of be with the puppy or the older dog, too. This
mm-hmm.
is all ages,
mm-hmm.
right?
If you want to foster or adopt, you come into the Humane Society. We're at 5 North Q Street,
mm-hmm.
And submit your application. For fosters, you leave with everything you need.
Oh, that's good to know, because my mm-hmm. concern would be, well, gee, how much is that going to cost me?
Right.
So you do provide the food.
Yes,
good.
And it's all donated for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we start running low, then we have to actually, you know, go out and purchase it. But people have been very generous, but we are always in need of that.
So someone could come by and they could drop off a certain cat food, dog food, that
yep.
kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And I've heard before you mentioned about needing blankets,
yes.
towels.
We always
those
need
kinds
that.
Of things.
We always need bleach.
Bleach.
I know that sounds strange, but we do.
No, that makes perfect sense. You have to clean the kennels. I would
That's
imagine.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And we do have an Amazon wish list. So.
Oh, perfect. Then it could be delivered right to you.
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
even better. Okay.
Yeah. So as far as the adoption events go, we also have one. Oh, the kitten shower tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
9 to 11.
Okay. I want to hear more about that.
Okay.
So we're going to take a quick break here talking with Mary McClellan, who's with the Pensacola Humane Society. She has May, who's so cute.
She's knocked out.
She's like sleeping in her lap. Oh, my goodness. This is Pep Talk and Frisky Friday. We'll be back in just a couple minutes to hear more about the kitten shower. Happy Friday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and it's Frisky Friday. We have May, a little black lab puppy who is the sweetest little girl I think I've ever seen, and another sweet girl, Mary McClellan, is here with her.
So thank you for that.
Of course. We go way back.
She's much sweeter.
Oh, she's as cute as she can be. Anyway, so we've got a kitten event coming up this weekend?
We do. We have a kitten shower.
Okay, you got to tell me about this.
So this is kitten season, and it begins somewhere in May, you know, beginning of May,
so
end of April.
So what does that mean in case someone's not familiar with
well,
it?
Well, it means that this is when a lot and a lot and a lot of kittens are being born.
So news to me was how quick the turnaround is.
Yeah.
Because I think of a, you know, an adult, 8 months, whatever. Mm-hmm. What is the turnaround for kittens? For
about
cats?
2 weeks?
2 months.
2 months? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
8 weeks?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reproduction going on right now.
Yes, there is.
Wow.
We have a bunch.
Gosh.
Yeah, we have a bunch.
So tell me about the kitten shower.
So the kitten shower will be collecting supplies for kitten care.
Okay.
So everything from blankets and carriers to heating pads. You know, when little babies come in without their mama, we'll put them, you know, we'll have little heating pads, kitten bowls, you know, just things like that.
Nice. So you need all of that for
yes,
people
we
to
do.
Bring those in.
Yes, we
okay.
do.
So what's the time on this and where is it going to be?
This is from 9 to 11 tomorrow, and it is at our office.
Okay. And what's the address
it's
again?
It's 5 North Q Street.
So folks can go ahead and you know, with all the sales going on right now, too, you probably
yeah.
can find some really good if you have belong to one of the
oh
local,
you're right yeah
you know, like I was just shopping, I won't say the name, but one of our local clubs, you know, one of the warehouse
yeah.
Wholesale shopping places,
yes.
I mean, and they had bags and bags of big dog food
mm-hmm.
and stuff that you can get bulk,
yeah.
bulk purchases
yeah
that you can get, so you could stop in there and pick up something and then just drop it off or come by for the shower tomorrow.
That's right, yes. And then the thing you just mentioned about food, we have since let me see, It was 2 tons so far have been donated in 2025.
Wow.
But we go through it.
Oh, my God. 2 tons of food?
We have a couple of days every month, and you can go to our website and get the calendar for that, where people can come in and get a pre-measured, you know, Ziploc bag full of food if they need it for cats and dogs.
Oh, very nice.
That's one of the programs we offer.
Okay. And so what do they do again to do that, to get obtain that?
Just go to the website and get the times there, or follow our Facebook page at Pensacola Humane, or our Instagram at Pensacola Humane. And we post the times and dates.
Okay.
I believe it's 2 Thursdays a month.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that.
We can see it on the website.
Yeah, look it on the website.
So today, what are your hours today for Friday?
So Friday, we are 10 to 4.
10 to 4 today. And then tomorrow will be?
9 to 12. We just changed our hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now open 10 to 4. We're open on Mondays, which we weren't before.
Okay.
So 10 to 4, Monday through Friday, except for Thursday, which we're open until 6.
Which is great.
That way people can come by after work.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, 9 to 12, and
Sundays.
We're closed on Sunday.
Closed on Sunday.
Yes.
Will you be closed or open this Memorial Day Monday for the holiday?
I believe we'll be closed.
Okay.
But I think it's probably, you know, I haven't heard anybody say that, but. Yeah,
maybe.
We'll have it on Facebook.
Okay, that'll be on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Okay, talking with Mary McClellan. She is here with Pensacola Humane Society, and our special guest, a little lab puppy by the name of May. She is the sweetest little thing. I was telling her I had a black lab named Max, and Max, not once did Max ever do what this dog is doing right now. From the get-go, Max was a little squirmy little puppy. If he tried to hold him, he squirmed and wanted to play and run around, and this one, she prefers
super
to
chill.
Sleep and chill in your lap, which is probably my speed. Mary asked me, do you want to hold her? And I said, I'm a sucker. The minute I hold a puppy, it's all over. They're coming home.
She loves to be held. In fact, in the lobby, she
reached up
for me. Yeah, she wanted to be held. So, but she's very chill.
Okay. So if I am thinking this might be a good weekend to get a pup or a cat, a kitten, where do I go on the website? Because do you have the pictures posted and descriptions and things?
Yes. Now, May's not on there yet.
Okay.
She's not quite ready. We're still running, you know, like I said, we're doing some other things. But the ones that are available are on the website.
And with photos
and their age and weight and all of that. And you can go there and then just come by the shelter.
Okay.
We do not hold dogs or cats. We do not hold them. So you can't call and place a hold.
I see what you're saying.
You can't come in and place a hold unless you're adopting them.
So it's not, you can't reserve a dog.
You can't reserve a dog. No.
Okay. So it's because someone else might come in between the time you've reserved it and be ready to take the dog home.
Absolutely. And that would not go well.
Right. Exactly. No. Okay. So we've talked about donations and then fosters and also getting folks to take a look and see if there might be an adoptable pet for you and your family. Mm-hmm. What are we missing?
So another way that people can help is to volunteer.
Yes.
And they can do all kinds of things. They can do everything from, you know, washing dogs, cleaning kennels, walking them.
Do you do that program where they can come in and just walk one of the dogs?
Yes, they can.
Oh, see, that would be great too.
And they need it. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to do as much as we can as a staff, but, you know, we're limited by, you know, staff. And so, yeah, they can come in and do that. They can wash a dog. They can do laundry for us. All of that.
That's great. So where would they go to sign up for that?
If they want to volunteer, there is a link on our website. They can send us an email.
Uh-huh.
So they can do that, or they can call.
So they could probably set up a time to come in or help out, but they're not going to have to sign their life away.
No,
in other words, they're
not
going to have to say, well, I commit to X number of hours per month, or, you know, because some programs are like that.
Uh-huh.
But this is kind of, you're free to do it as much as you're available.
So this year already, year to date, we've collected 1,500 volunteer hours.
Wow.
So if you think about that. Yeah, wow. No, people can come in one time. They can come in every week.
Mm-hmm.
whatever works for them.
I love it. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're talking with Mary McClellan. She's here with the Pensacola Humane Society, and their website is pensacolahumane.org.
That's
right.
Right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we're going to come back here in just a minute or two. I'll take a quick break and talk a little bit more about May and May's story.
Okay.
All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Frisky Friday. Hope you're getting ready for the weekend. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Frisky Friday. Today is the day for the Pensacola Humane Society. Mary McClellan is here with sweet, sweet May.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us May's story.
Well, okay. So, yeah, May was found by a woman who brought her in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not, she was found in not the best of places.
And so just a couple days ago, right?
She's been with us for a couple days.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's still coming out of her shell a little
Somebody just found her outside.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, that could mean a bunch of different reasons when you think about it. I'm speaking on my behalf mm-hmm. right now. You just never know
what
the circumstances are. She could have gotten lost, run off, or left there.
Mm-hmm.
So you just never know.
Or was left abandoned.
Right.
There.
We mm-hmm. are right by the fire station training
mm-hmm.
station there
yes.
at 5 North Q Street. And, you know, there was a dog dropped off there a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the fireman who brought the dog over to us is going to adopt him. So that was kind of neat.
There's a man yeah. after my heart.
Right.
The minute I find a dog. Most of the dogs I've gotten have been in those circumstances.
Uh-huh.
Something that I found a dog or something happened. So
yeah. Yeah.
You feel like it's a God wink.
Yes.
Right?
That, absolutely.
That you're supposed to have that. This is destiny.
I'm a huge believer in that. Yes.
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 My problem, though, is I do this every Friday, and people bring in dogs every Friday. At this point, I would have about 50 dogs.
Right.
And cats.
Try working there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how you do it, honestly.
I have to put myself on restriction now.
I'm seriously. Okay. So we have just a couple minutes left. Why don't you, for somebody that maybe just joined us, you do have some adoption events coming up today and this weekend.
I do. Well, we're getting ready to, I'm getting ready to take May over to the Team Hansen Crawfish Boil. And then tonight is the Pensacola Jeeps event. It's at the Miracle League Fields. I believe it's out on 9 Mile.
Okay.
And they're doing movie night.
Oh,
the
nice.
Jeeps, but they're doing a collection. The entrance fee is a pet item.
Oh, so, that's great.
Yeah.
So you bring a little toy or a treat
yeah,
with you
uh-huh.
or food or something
or some
like
food.
That. Okay.
We have a kitten shower tomorrow from 9 to 11 at our shelter, mm-hmm. 5 North Q Street. And just bring some stuff. You can do a donation, a financial donation if you'd like, but also kitten-related mm-hmm. types of items.
And you also have a wish list on Amazon, which
we
I
do.
Think is really helpful.
We do. And you can link that. You can find that link on our website.
Because if you want to donate, but maybe you've got you got family coming in, a busy weekend coming up, you could always click on there and you just order a dog a bag,
right.
Order a bag of dog food,
sure.
and it would be sent right to the facility.
That's right.
That might be
yep.
the way I have to go this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Okay. One more time. The Team Hansen event, where is that? Do you have the address for that one? You don't. Okay.
It's at the, you know, Hansen Realty.
Hansen Realty. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just look that up or Google that to get the directions. And that starts in a little while, right?
Right. I'm going straight from here to there.
Okay.
So
you can come over on your lunch hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adopt a dog for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then tonight at the Jeep event,
uh-huh.
movie event at the Miracle League Fields.
Right.
And then the kitten showers tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just bringing kitten items to Pensacola Humane Society.
That's right.
Okay. Mary, what's your phone number and website one more time?
850-432-4250, pensacolahumane.org.
Okay. Keep an eye out. May's going to be ready for adoption soon. And boy, I don't think she's going to last very long. I think somebody's going to snatch her up right away if it's not
That's
me.
Right.
Thank you so much
Thanks,
for coming
Meg.
In. Please
Thank
tell
you.
Everybody at the Humane Society we appreciate all you do for our stray animals
Thank
in the
you.
Area.
Thanks.
A lot of hard work. Have a great weekend. Happy Memorial Day weekend.